Now, let's catch up with Simon Marks, our US correspondent. Normally at this program on a Friday, of course, we bring you Simon Marks's American Week, understandably usurped in the light of this news about Prince Philip. But Simon, you can bring us details of some of the American reaction to this death, including from the very top.
Yes, absolutely, Eddie. And that reaction, of course, continues to come in here. The news of the Duke of Edinburgh's death broke just after 7 o'clock in the morning here on the East Coast, 4 o'clock in the morning out on the West. And America's broadcast networks broke into their breakfast time programming.
All right, we are coming to you with some breaking news right now. CBS News has learned that Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, has died at the age of 99. In a statement, the royal family has released, they say it is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen announces the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness the Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh.
Now to breaking news from London, Buckingham Palace has just confirmed that Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, has died at the age of 99. They've been married, think about this, for 73 years.
And imagine all that they have gone through together and how they've seen the world change from that particular vantage point.
And that notion of just how much the world changed during the Duke's life was on the mind of Joe Biden, the president issuing a brief written statement on behalf of himself and the First Lady. He saw our world change dramatically and repeatedly, it says of Prince Philip, citing his public service during World War II, his 73 years alongside the Queen, and his entire life in the public eye. His legacy will live on, continued the statement, not only through his family, but in all the charitable endeavours he shaped. There were no personal recollections in that statement of any time that Joe Biden may have spent with the Duke of Edinburgh. And at the White House briefing a short time ago, Press Secretary Jen Psaki had nothing more to add.
We saw the statement earlier, but has the President been in touch with Buckingham Palace No. 10 about the death of Prince Philip, and does he have any plans to attend the funeral?
He has not been in touch directly himself, no. We put out a statement in his name and the First Lady's name earlier today. I'm not aware of any plans at this point in time.
She seemed to be suggesting there that the President didn't even write the statement himself. The same cannot be said for Barack Obama, who has distributed a fulsome tribute to the Duke. He says when he and Michelle Obama first met Prince Philip, he and the Queen had already been on the world stage for more than half a century, welcoming leaders like Churchill and Kennedy, Mandela and Gorbachev. As two Americans unaccustomed to palaces and pomp, we didn't know what to expect. We shouldn't have worried. The Queen and Prince Philip immediately put us at ease with their grace and generosity, turning a ceremonial occasion into something far more natural, even comfortable. Prince Philip in particular was kind and warm, write the Obamas, with a sharp wit and unfailing good humour. It was our first introduction to the man behind the title, and in the years since, our admiration for him has only grown. We'll miss him dearly. The Obamas go on. Prince Philip showed the world what it meant to be a supportive husband to a powerful woman. Through his extraordinary example, he proved that true partnership has room for both ambition and selflessness, all in service of something greater. And from former President Donald Trump, we've also heard a detailed tribute, calling Prince Philip a man who embodied the noble soul and proud spirit of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth. Melania and I send our deepest and most profound condolences to Her Majesty and to the entire royal family. The statement goes on, this is an irreplaceable loss for Great Britain and for all who hold dear our civilization. Prince Philip defined British dignity and grace. He personified the quiet reserve, stern fortitude, and unbending integrity of the United Kingdom. And the Trumps say, we saw firsthand how the monarchy epitomizes and carries on the virtues of the British people. And no one did so more than Prince Philip. We're also keeping our eye, of course, on California. And a little bit earlier, the website for the foundation operated by the Duke and Duchess of Sussex there put out a tribute to the Duke of Edinburgh on its homepage. It says simply, in loving memory of His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh, thank you for your service. You will be greatly missed. There is, of course, Eddie, tremendous interest here and there in whether either or both the Sussexes make a return visit to the UK ahead of the funeral.
Well, indeed. I mean, we were talking, Simon, and the feeling here, and by that I mean this is Peter Hunt's view, and I always agree with Peter, that Meghan Markle's pregnancy probably makes coming to the UK for the funeral impossible. We can be sure that Oprah won't be invited. But Meghan Markle, of course, is one of the key reasons. I mean, there's always interest in America and the British royal family, but it's been heightened by her being part of the family now.
Yeah, and I think there is no question that over the course of the last few weeks, and I can tell you from my own conversations with many Americans that I know well here, there is no question that the reputation of the royal family has taken a dent following the transmission of that interview with Meghan Markle and, of course, the Duke of Sussex, conducted by Oprah Winfrey. You heard in that clip of how the breakfast programs in America were covering the news from Buckingham Palace today, the voice of Gail King on the CBS morning program, a woman who has acted at times over the last few weeks, not really as a journalist, but as the de facto personal spokeswoman for Meghan Markle. She's very close with Meghan Markle, as of course is Oprah Winfrey. And so I think there's no question that in the aftermath of that interview with Oprah Winfrey, and we saw this reflected in opinion polls here, the reputation of the royal family took a tumble. And the esteem in which Meghan Markle personally was held by the American public began to rise. Friends of Meghan Markle have continued to float the idea that she might even be considering a run for the presidency in 2024 on the Democratic side of the aisle. That is not something that the royal couple at any stage have moved to deny or try to damp down. So I think there will be considerable interest here in what they say and what they do over the course of the next few days. And I think that's underpinned and underscored by the fact that Prince Philip himself, you know, there are many Americans who will say to you, well, just tell me again who he is. I mean, you always, if you talk about the Duke of Edinburgh here, you've always had to say husband of the Queen, because while people are aware of him, and certainly he had visited the United States with the Queen on several occasions, certainly for a younger generation of Americans, I think he feels like quite a distant figure with whom they don't immediately in any sense sort of resonate. So I think that most of the interest here over the next few days will be focused more on the West Coast and what comes out of the Sussexes and what decision they choose to make, rather than necessarily people offering up personal tributes to the Duke of Edinburgh, although clearly the funeral, when it takes place, will also be very closely watched by Americans who always somewhat revel in the royal family of a country that the United States, of course, fled from in order to establish independence over 200 years ago.
Simon, thank you. Our US correspondent, Simon Marks.